for the Beaver Radio Network. Kevin Reed with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, looking at the game last Saturday, boy, the defense played well again. You got enough from your offense. Special teams had some hiccups, but overall a solid team win.
Yeah, it really was, and you're right. Like, our defensive group really played well. We made it hard early, like get a three and out. We went after a block punt and had it. We just didn't take it off his foot. That should have been a huge play for us. Turned out to be a big play for them. They collected the ball and kept it, you know, for a long period of time. We got a stop on fourth down around midfield, and that was kind of the punting game. I think we had three or four three and outs after that, and defensively, and it was just kind of back and forth. And then Draco obviously had the big punt return, which was awesome to get us up 7-0. And obviously we gave up the block punt, which was a good effort by that kid. Like, we had things, like, it really was a safe look. Like, it was frustrating. I thought we had everything taken care of. The kid got through and they got the ball to one and punched it in. But other than that, the rest of that two and a half, three quarters, our defense played really, really well. Kind of hung on at the end. We talked off air a little about the heat and everything else. Like, our guys were getting a little gas at the end and played a little softer to when they got their score, especially when we were up 17-7. And then got real interesting when we didn't get the fourth down. Like, I know a lot of people, probably yourself included, are like, what are you doing? Go for it on fourth and short at midfield with how good the defense was playing. But I always look at it this way: when you're sitting on the couch, like, dreaming of where you could get to, like, if you say, hey, you got two downs in the first round of the national playoffs to get a yard, and you probably put the game on the ice and you're out of there, I'm going to go for it. And I probably wouldn't have mattered if it was at our own 20 or 50 or whatever. I have a lot of faith in those guys, and they make good plays. But when the defense responded, and then obviously covered with that big play. So we found a way to get out of there with a win against a really quality team. So like you said, it was a good team win, complimentary football, and kind of on to the next.
Talk about that big play for a moment. Young Connor went into the line and had nothing, and then the next thing you know, out the left side he came, and he started leaving people going down the sideline. I thought there was an impressive individual performance, just his speed. You know, not that he's not a fast kid, but San Angelo got some athletes out there, and he was running away from them.
Yeah, I mean, Connor is uber competitive. I think you saw his nature a little bit. Like, played rugby in high school. He played, defense in high school, and he plays like a linebacker out there. And so, like, his first big run, honestly, I thought he could have scored on that one too. And he just went out of his way to run a guy over. And I think that brought a lot of excitement to our team. And just, we preached and preached and preached about the, playing nasty, playing physical, playing with violence, and through the whistle. And a lot of people giggle when I say violence. Like, the sport of football is violent. Like, and you got to accept that, and you got to play physical and not playing cheap. It's just, we want to have that brand in physicality and nastiness. So even our quarterback's getting on it. So that was cool to see. But when he popped out of that, like, everybody on the sideline, like, I was giggling. I'm like, man, if he gets a crease, because they're in cover zero, they didn't have much deep safety help. I'm like, if he gets a crease, he's going to be gone. And all of a sudden he wiggled out and was, just a fun celebration. Remind me, number 19 brings back a lot of memories of Bolio with touchdown celebrations and everything else. So him, getting excited and running through the end zone, and he knew at that point we're going on to round two. So it was a pretty fun moment, really special for that kid, because he's got a really bright future. He's going to win a lot of college football games here, and it's glad to get that he got a jump start that last drive against Angelo there.
You mentioned on to round two, you play a team that won their first NCAA tournament game last week at home in Western Colorado. New territory for them. Obviously, you guys are old grizzled veterans at the second round. What are you looking for from the game today?
Yeah, I mean, Jazz, their head coach, Baines, is a really good guy. Got to meet him through some regional committees that I'm on. He's been connected with Coach Pike for a lot of years. He's done a really, really good job at the university, developing their program and taking it to new heights. And, we had never gotten to the playoffs. Like, they had to get their hurdle to get past the first round. And we all have, different hurdles that we need to achieve and get to. But I think they've done a really, really good job. I think Todd Auer, their D coordinator, has done a fantastic job with their defense. Really aggressive, odd front. Just, they're going to bring a lot of pressure looks. They're going to give a lot of different looks, and they play really, really hard and physical as well. So I think branding wise, I think they're very similar to us in terms of their approach to college football, and how they develop guys and you know, guys that, you know, maybe get overlooked here once upon a time from different schools, but they find a home and they develop. And that's what I love about their culture and ours. I think it's very similar. Their quarterback play is really good. I think he makes them go on offense. Nash, I think he's a good quarterback. He's competitive. He runs. He's got some it to him. You can tell they have a lot of confidence in him. You know, they're pretty balanced in terms of running the ball and throwing it. They got big outside receivers. Their O-line plays hard. So it's kind of what you expect, right? Like, to get to the Elite Eight, you're going to go through teams that are just good. They're good in special teams. So we're going to have to play well to give ourselves an opportunity to have a chance to win the game. And it's going to come down to limiting mistakes and flipping fields and, you know, handing the elements for the, you know, really first cold game. And everybody makes a big deal about the elevation. I think your kids would be fine with that and just go play. But there's certainly some challenges to the trip and what we're going to be facing.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.